God is so good. God is absolutely amazing. In 2003, my daughter and I helped my parents move to Spain. We drove down to the south of the country and we got on a ferry to northern Spain. And we got on a brand new ferry. The problem was with the ferry, one of the stabilizers did not work on the boat. So the boat sort of didn't go straight, it sort of went at an angle, which was fine while the sea was calm. But what happened was, as we were coming into northern Spain, we came into a bay called the Bay of Biscay. The Bay of Biscay is notorious for storms, and we hit a storm. At that point, the boat swayed up and down, left and right, all over the place. As we were on deck, the doors would slam to and fro. And there were four older ladies that were a little bit worse for wear, who were trying to desperately hold on to each other. But as this one wave hit, the boat went sideways, and these four ladies ended up on the floor. That journey that started so calm, so nicely, ended up in a raging storm. If anyone has ever been to sea on a boat or watched a television program about it, you will know how unpredictable the seas can be, especially in storms. Circumstances change in a matter of minutes. What starts off being an enjoyable, calm journey quickly can turn into a dangerous, life-threatening situation. When we find ourselves in a storm, as life's contrary winds blow hard against us, what we tend to see is the high waves crashing down around us. And we experience the buffeting of being knocked from left to right and all over the place. What I want to say to you today at the beginning of this message, which is journeying through the storm, is that it is in the storms of life that God wants you to trust him. If you've got somebody in the room with you today, why don't you say that to them? It is in the storms of life that God wants you to trust him. Today we find ourselves once again in lockdown. Lockdown might be seen for many people in this pandemic we're in as a storm. I want to encourage you today. I want to give you hope today, because I believe that we together will get through the storm. In the book of Acts, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Acts, we have the story of a man called the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul had a dramatic conversion to following Jesus once he was far from God, far from Jesus, and tried to actually persecute and kill many Christians. And then he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he became a follower of Jesus. And throughout his journey, or his journeys, his missionary journeys, he planted many of the churches across Asia and Europe, as we know it. In AD 60, we find that the Apostle Paul is on a journey to Rome. He's going to be tried by Caesar. He's travelling on a boat with other prisoners under armed guard. And he starts his first journey, and he has Luke with him and another guy that is with him on this journey. And these boats aren't like boats that we have today. These boats are very much very crude vessels. In fact, I do not think any of us would travel across the seas in one of those boats today. And he starts off on a very calm journey. He's on his way, and he comes to a port called Myra. And at Myra, the storms start to rage, the weather changes. And the Apostle Paul says to them, he says, look, guys, we don't want to go any further at the moment. We need to stay here for the winter. We're going to put our lives in danger if we carry on. And the Roman guards and the owner of the boats disagreed with him. And so they start on their second part of their journey. And it's during this second part of the journey that a storm hits with full force. And this storm puts everybody's life in danger. everyone knew on board there was trouble ahead. They find themselves in a storm called a Uraquillo, and a Uraquillo is a hurricane. It's a hurricane that dumps water, rain, snow, ice on you. And so as this storm rages, this hurricane comes around them, what they have to do is they jettison all the cargo. They throw everything overboard. They even throw the tackle overboard that steers the ship, and the ship can no longer be steered. It's driven by the winds and the rain. The other thing that happens is they normally navigate by stars. They know where they are by looking at the stars. That's their navigation system. Their sat nav is the stars. But for 14 days, they cannot see the sky. They can't see the stars. They do not know where they are. And in verse 20 of Acts 27, it says, "From then on, all hope of our being saved was slowly abandoned." Their survival was in question. There was no positive outcome for them. All hope seemed to be lost. After 14 nights of fighting this storm, can you imagine that? How difficult that must have been. At last, they have hope. At midnight, they realized they were nearing land. And in Acts chapter 27, 29, it says, "Fearing that we might run aground somewhere on the rocks, they cast four anchors from the stern and prayed for daybreak." I bet they did pray. Do you know, I was watching the telly the other night, and I was watching a guy that was going to have a very serious operation. They didn't know if he would survive. And he said this statement, "I'm not religious, but I prayed." It's funny how when a storm of life comes, people will start to pray. These men prayed for daybreak to come so that they could see where they were. Let's not underestimate it. These men were panic-stricken. They were fearful. If I was to write a praise or a summary of Acts chapter 27, it would be this. It's about a faithful God who keeps his promises and the remarkable courage of a man called Paul, who clung on to what God had told him to get him through a life-threatening storm. This is about God who is faithful. When he says he's going to do something, he always keeps his promise. And a man that heard God in this situation, and he hung on to what God says as if his life depended on it, because it did. Every one of us face our own storms in life. That might be for days or weeks or months or even years. These storms are unpredictable. They can come from nowhere. And they can dump things on our life from all sides. And it can look like there is no end in sight. Today you might be watching this and you're praying for daybreak. You're hoping that things will change. I want to encourage you today. Be encouraged today that God is with you right now in this storm. He's with you right now in these storms. So when this storm develops in our life, maybe right now, how do we keep it together? How do we replace with what we can be described as fear without any hope, panic? What can we do? Well, I'm going to suggest to you today that there are four things you can do. You can throw out four anchors to bring stability. In this story, it says that they threw out four anchors. And I believe these four anchors will help us stop drifting into despair. What's the first anchor? The first anchor is God's word, God's promises. So let's look at Acts chapter 27, verse 20 to 26. "Since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small storm was assailing us, from then on all hope of our being saved was slowly abandoned. When many had lost their appetites, Paul then stood among them and said, "Men, you should have followed my advice and not set sail from Crete, and thereby spared yourselves this damage and loss. And yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of God, to whom I belong, whom I also serve, came to me, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has graciously granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told. But we must run aground on a certain island.'" This first anchor is an anchor that holds us firm when our normal navigation system fails. I don't know what your normal navigation system is when you're living your life, what you rely on. But the word of God will hold us firm when our normal navigation system fails. It's easy to get lost in a treacherous storm. And it's times like this that we reach a point of abandoning hope. I wonder today, do you feel like you are reaching a point of abandoning hope? I want to tell you, God has an answer for you today. Before Paul's sailing companions gave up hope, Paul encourages them. He offers them hope. Acts 27:25, "Therefore, take heart, men, or be of good cheer." Paraphrase, according to Robin Baker, is, "The ship may be going down, but we're going to make it." Paul heard from God, and he held on to God's promise that no one was going to die. And he shared that message with them, that they would get through this. Today I want to say to you, take courage. Have faith. Take courage. Have faith. That's not something that you can buy at the pub called courage, a beer. This is having courage in God. Have faith today. He is a faithful God, and he will faithfully see you and me through this situation. When the storms come, it's difficult to focus on anything other than the waves and the adverse wind. Paul declares, "Guys, we're going to make it." And my message to you today is this: you'll make it with God. The problem is, quite often, then the storms of life come, we tend to turn to another source for strength other than the word of God. We might turn to a husband or a wife or someone that we love, or a close friend. We might turn to alcohol, or we might turn to drugs or other kinds of things when these storms of life come. Our source needs to be God's word. No matter what storms may come, hold on to God's word. Know what you believe. Cling on to the promises of God as if your life depends on it, because it probably does. And you know, in these times of storms that God says to you and me, and I could share what happened to me this year where I felt God spoke into my life and it was a storm. And what God says to me is, "I have a plan for you." And what God says to you is, "I have a plan for you." In the Old Testament, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there is a prophet called Isaiah. And this is what Isaiah writes in this book, Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 2. "But now this is what the Lord says, 'He who is your creator, Jacob, and he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.'" Do you know that you are his? He's called you by name. "Do not fear, for he's redeemed you. 'When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, and though they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you.'" What an amazing promise God gives. Isaiah was talking about circumstances that threaten our faith. Are there circumstances today that are threatening your faith? Take courage in these scriptures. God says, I will be with you. If there's someone in the room with you today and you know that they're struggling, encourage them today with these words. God will be with you. See, God is faithful and he is with us in all circumstances. When you see the waves, when you feel that wind against you, that hurricane wind, encourage yourself and others. Declare that God is in control and that I know I'm going to make it. We can anchor ourselves in this first anchor in the promises found in God's word. First anchor, God's word. Second anchor, unity. Acts 27, verse 27. But when the 14th night had come, as we were being driven out in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors began to suspect that they were approaching some land. And they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And a little farther on, they took another sounding and found it to be 15 fathoms. Fearing that we might run aground somewhere on the rocks, they cast four anchors from the stern and they prayed for daybreak. But as the soldiers were trying to escape from the ship and had let down the ship's boat in the sea on the pretense that they were going to lay out anchors from the bow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men remain on the ship, you yourselves cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the ship's boat and they let it fall away. Paul knew that staying together was the secret of their survival. The temptation was so strong to abandon ship and let each person fend for themselves. As the water grew shallower, the fear of shipwreck grew stronger. But Paul warned these men, if they went their own way, it meant certain death. What does that mean for us today? I think the spiritual application is this. Our tendency in dire straits is to cut and run. It's easier at that moment to walk away from difficulties. And quite often our human nature wants us to retreat to a place where each of us can be alone, where we can lock the door, where we can close the curtain and we can hide. But what happens in that situation is, alienated from God, we sink into depression. And that's why we need the support of other people, especially God's people. But not solely God's people. There are other people around you that God has given that may or may not be Christians. But we need people around us. But it's really important to have godly people around us to help us and not to hide away. It seems easier to lower the dinghy and to escape. Please, if I can encourage you in one thing, don't do it. Stay with your spiritual family. Lock arms. Stay with those who love you the most, who will be with you no matter what. You see, you and I were created to make it through the storms together. And you know what? Together, we will. Second anchor, unity. Third anchor, prayer. Acts 27, 33 to 36. Until the day was about to dawn, Paul kept encouraging them all to take some food, saying, today is the 14th day that you have been constantly watching and going without eating, having taken in nothing. Therefore, I encourage you to take some food, for this is for your survival, for not a hair from your head of any of you will perish. Having said this, he took bread and gave thanks in the presence of them all, and he broke it and began to eat. All of them were encouraged, and they themselves also took food. Can you imagine fighting this storm for 14 days without hardly any food? But this is exactly what happens to many people as they go through life storms. They run their tanks dry. They run their tanks dry, fighting their battles on their own. They end up weak and emotionally drained. Paul encouraged them to eat and be strengthened. But before they ate, Paul did an important thing. He got them to pray. Can you imagine 270 men on this boat bow their head with all the storms coming around them and they pray? For some of these men, that might be the first time they've ever prayed to God. Might be the first time they've ever offered a prayer for their meal. Paul's faith and prayer encouraged them. I want to say to you today, if you're going through a storm and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, right now you can pray and ask him to help you. Right now, as you're listening, you can reach out to God and say, God, would you today please help me in this situation? There are people, if you're listening right now, coming through the live stream, there are people on our live chat that are hosts and they're ready now to pray with you. You just need to hit the prayer button on the screen, and they're there right now and they will pray with you. Or you can connect with us through admin@Oasis Christian Center, and one of the pastors will connect with you and pray with you. You might not know how to pray. This might be the first time that you ever do this in your life, but I want to encourage you right now to pray and ask God to help you. And God is faithful, and he will reach out to you and he will help you in your storm. It might be that you're a Christian today and you're just struggling with life and the things of life. Don't isolate yourself. Connect back. Hit the prayer button. Connect with one of the hosts. Get them to pray with you right now. Or connect with us at church. We love you very much. And we want to help you do that. So our fourth anchor, reality. The fourth anchor is reality. Acts 27:41-44. But they struck a reef where two seas met and ran the ship aground. And the prow stuck firmly and remained immovable, while the stern started to break up due to the force of the waves. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners so that none of them would swim away and escape. But the centurion wanted to bring Paul safely through, kept them from accomplishing their intention, and commanded that those who could swim were to jump overboard first and get to land. And the rest were to follow, some on planks and others on various things from the ship. And so it happened that they all were brought safely to land. What's the reality? The reality of the ship broke up. The ship sank. But they all survived together, as Paul said that they would, as God had promised Paul, and as Paul boldly encouraged others, they would survive. But the other reality is that they ended up in a place that they were not familiar with. You see, for them, the landscape had changed. Acts 27:39. Now, when day came, they could not recognize the land. This was foreign land. It was a place they'd never been to before. You know, in this COVID-19 pandemic, we do not know what it will look like at the end of this storm. None of us know what the landscape will be like, but I believe this, we will get through this together. The landscape will certainly be different, but we will survive this. But we mustn't bury our head and pretend everything is going to be the same. Friends, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different. We're all on a different landscape. We've not been here before, but we know God is faithful and he is with us and will continue to be with us. No one wants to be shipwrecked, but the reality is it happens not just at sea, but in life. Shipwrecks change lives. We are all changed by this pandemic. Life will be different now, but God is still in control. Do you believe that? God is still in control. They say hindsight's a wonderful thing. How many of us, if we could go back in time would change some things. I'm sure that centurion and the owner of the ship would not have sailed that boat. We would look back in our life and go, if only I hadn't done that. If only I'd done things differently. The best way of surviving a storm is preparation. Before Jeff served in the forces and went out and fought for this country, for which we're very grateful, he had to have a time of preparation. He had to learn how to use his equipment. He had to learn all kinds of new things so that when he was on the battlefield, when he was fighting for his country, he was able to cope in situations. The best way of us surviving any storm is preparation. No proper sailor will go to sea without making sure the boat is seaworthy, making sure all the equipment works properly, making sure they know how to use the equipment. They look at the weather patterns. They look at the charts. They look out for dangerous sea passages. And they never leave port without their anchors. I want to suggest that there are some things we should do in this lockdown. These are some things I suggest that we, over these next 4 weeks, should do. Let's spend time in God's word. Let's look at God's promises to each and every one of us. Let's study the inspired charts God has given us for our journey of life. Let's deepen our walk with him. Let's know what we believe. Let's apply the promises of God to our life today. And then when the inevitable winds of adversity begins to blow, we will respond in faith rather than fear. If you're at home today right now and you're able to, why don't you just stand as I pray? Father, I thank you for your inspired word. I thank you for the promises that are always true. You never say something and they don't come about. Whatever you say comes about. And thank you for your word, which is an anchor for us. We pray, Father, that your word will be stronger in our life than it's ever been before. And for those that are listening today that don't know you, that they will put their trust in you today and that they will follow you and they will understand from your word who they are in you. Father, through this journey, we believe you're in control. We believe, Father, that we will reach the other side. The landscape will be different. We don't know what it's going to look like, but we know this one thing. You're with us through the storm. You're in the boat with us, and that you'll be with us as the storm ends on our new landscape. And so, Father, today we put our trust in you again. You are a faithful God, and we believe that you will help us through this. And we take courage in that today. And Father, I pray for those today that are struggling, that are really finding life hard right now. I pray, Father, for fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, fresh hope in Jesus' name. Amen.